Hey there, phenomenal PhD learners, and welcome to another exhilarating episode of the Dissertation in 90 Days podcast, brought to you by Writers ER, your one-stop destination for all things doctoral support. You know, embarking on a dissertation journey is somewhat like gearing up to climb a mountain. Some might even say it's the Everest of the academic world. And guess what? We're here to be your seasoned guides, leading you step by step, ensuring you not only reach the peak, but enjoy the breathtaking views along the way. Today, we have brewed up something truly special for you. We are diving deep into the riveting world of, drumroll please, data analysis. Now, don't click away. I promise it's more exciting and less daunting than it sounds. Now, before we venture forth, allow me to share a little story with you. I remember during my research days, data analysis felt like trying to assemble a 1,000-piece puzzle, but half the pieces were hidden somewhere, and the rest, well, they seemed to belong to entirely different puzzles. So I'm navigating this labyrinthine data jungle when I stumbled upon what seemed like a pattern, only to realize later it was just a mirage, a statistical illusion, if you will. Yes, data analysis can indeed have its moments of mystery and illusion. Now, I bet you've had your encounters with this cryptic entity called data analysis. Think about it for a moment. Maybe it felt like trying to decipher an alien language or navigating through a maze blindfolded. Go ahead, take a moment to reminisce on your unique experiences and challenges. Picture it. Got it? Great. Now hold on to that thought, because together we are about to demystify this enigma and transform it into a harmonious symphony, a melody that you can not only understand but conduct with grace and mastery. Stay tuned, because this is where your data analysis symphony begins to play the sweet notes of success. Quantitative data analysis, my dear friends, is the beacon of light in the often foggy path of research. Imagine, if you will, being a painter. But this canvas is your dissertation, and the paints are the numerous data points you gather. The strokes you make with the brush, they represent the analysis, the way you interpret and portray the information at hand. Now, the beauty of your painting, the depth, the texture, the very essence of it heavily depends on how well you wield that brush, doesn't it? Similarly, the role of quantitative data analysis in your dissertation is monumental. It is the power tool that can either carve out a masterpiece or, if not handled with finesse, could chip away the very essence of your research. Yes, it's that pivotal. It has the potential to breathe life into your data, to narrate a story that's both compelling and grounded in facts, making your dissertation a beacon of excellence in the vast sea of research. So, how do we go about honing our skills to master this art? Let's start with the basics, the very foundation upon which the majestic edifice of research stands. Understanding what quantitative research really entails. Think of it as baking a cake from scratch. The ingredients, those are your variables, the fundamental elements that bring flavor and texture to your research. Selecting the right ingredients, understanding their nature and interrelationships, is key to concocting a delightful research dish. It's crucial to remember that these variables are not just passive elements. They interact, they influence, they shape the outcomes. Next comes the hypothesis setting, or as I like to call it, choosing the right recipe. It's a speculation, a well-educated guess about the probable outcomes. Your hypothesis is your guiding star. It directs your research, helping you navigate the complex terrains with purpose and clarity. It is not set in stone, but more like a flexible roadmap, open to adaptation as you venture further. And here comes the golden nugget, friends. Framing your hypothesis in a way that's both articulate and actionable. Picture it like crafting the plot line for a blockbuster movie. It should be clear, concise, and hold a promise of unveiling something extraordinary. Here are a couple of easy tips to get it just right. Be specific. Your hypothesis should be as precise as a laser beam, targeting the core of the issue without meandering through a forest of possibilities. Keep it simple. Sometimes the most profound truths are simple. Don't complicate your hypothesis with intricate language or complex constructs. Grounded in literature, your hypothesis should be a natural progression from existing research, a step forward in the ongoing dance of academic exploration. Remember, the magic lies in the journey, and getting the basics right is like tuning your instrument before a grand symphony. It sets the stage for a performance that's not only harmonious, but resonates with depth and authenticity. So, gear up, for you are about to compose a masterpiece, a testament to your dedication and brilliance. All right, wonderful learners, let's roll up our sleeves and dip our hands into the exciting realm of tools. Because let's face it, even the most experienced carpenter can't do much without a good set of tools, right? Now, in the world of data analysis, we have some powerful allies. SPSS, a veteran software that's been faithfully assisting researchers for decades. R, the statistical wizard with a knack for data visualization. And Python, the versatile powerhouse that's as adept in data science as it is in web development. Now you might be wondering, how do I choose the right tool for my research? Well, it's a bit like choosing the right vehicle for a journey. Consider your comfort level, the terrain of your research, and the features you need. Do you need a user-friendly interface, or are you comfortable coding? Are you looking for extensive data visualization options, or is statistical analysis your prime focus? Remember, the right tool not only makes the journey smoother, but also more enjoyable. Choose wisely, my friends. Now, steering smoothly from tools, let's delve into the strategies that act as the wind beneath your wings in the voyage of data analysis. You see, the world of data analysis is like a bustling city with various neighborhoods, each having its unique charm. Let's take a leisurely stroll through two of these neighborhoods, descriptive statistics and inferential statistics. Imagine descriptive statistics as the storyteller, narrating the tale as is, without adding any twists or turns. It lays out the facts plainly for you to see, summarizing the main features of a data set, a bit like the headlines in a newspaper giving you a snapshot of the current events. Inferential statistics, on the other hand, is like a detective, peering beyond the obvious, drawing conclusions, and making predictions about a population based on a sample. It's the Sherlock Holmes of data analysis, delving deep to uncover hidden patterns and relationships. Now, let's break it down further and demystify two often misunderstood terms, correlations and regressions. Picture correlations as friendships between variables. Just like friends influence each other, variables too have a way of affecting one another, either positively or negatively. It's like a dance where the steps of one partner beautifully align with the other, creating a harmonious performance. Regressions, meanwhile, take it a notch higher. It's like choreographing a complex ballet, predicting the movements of one variable based on the other's steps, painting a picture of intricate interdependence and synergy. Now, to turn theory into practice, let's adopt a step-by-step approach to data analysis. Define your objective, know the story you want to tell. Collect your data, gather your data like precious gems, each holding a clue to the bigger picture. Clean the data, ensure your data is neat and tidy, ready for the spotlight. Choose the right analysis method. Select the strategy that best suits your narrative. Interpret your findings. Translate the data dance into a compelling story, ripe with insights and discoveries. Remember, dear friends, the goal here is to transition from being mere spectators to becoming adept choreographers, orchestrating a data ballet that's as insightful as it is beautiful. It's a journey of discovery, a dance of numbers, and a celebration of knowledge. So, put on your dancing shoes, for the grand performance is about to begin. It's time to sprinkle some real-life magic onto our data analysis adventure with tips and tricks that are as grounded as a seasoned gardener with his hands in the soil, nurturing the blooms of knowledge. Let's begin with a few golden nuggets that can transform your data analysis journey from a treacherous path to a scenic route. First, the magic of clarity. In the world of data analysis, clarity is your best friend. Maintain a clear line of sight on your research goals, so you don't stray into the mesmerizing but time-consuming forest of endless data. Second, the mantra of consistency. Ensure that your data is consistently formatted. It's like having a well-organized toolbox where you know exactly where to find what you need without rummaging through a chaotic mess. But hey, we're all human, right? And sometimes we stumble. One common mistake, dear friends, is venturing forth without a solid plan, which can be like setting sail without a compass. So, chart out your course clearly before embarking on the data analysis journey. Another faux pas is ignoring the preliminary data cleaning, which can muddle your analysis and lead you astray. Picture this as skipping the essential step of sieving the flour while baking. Those lumps, they will haunt your final product. Now, as we sail towards the conclusion of our enlightening journey today, it's time to open the floor and make this a grand dialogue, a confluence of curious minds sharing, learning, and growing together. I'm all ears for your questions, your experiences, or even those tiny data analysis anecdotes that brought a smile to your face or a frown, perhaps. Feel free to share your questions and let's collectively unravel the answers stitch by stitch, weaving a rich tapestry of knowledge and wisdom. Perhaps you're grappling with choosing the right statistical test, or maybe the data visualization is giving you a creative block. Share your queries and let's transform them into stepping stones, paving your path to success. Remember, no question is too small or too big when we're learning together, fostering a community where growth is nurtured through collective wisdom and shared experiences. So, fire away, dear learners. Let's make this a rich, engaging, and vibrant dialogue where your curiosity meets actionable solutions, propelling you closer to your dream of crafting a dissertation that's not just a piece of research, but a masterpiece of knowledge, insight, and innovation. Let's build bridges of understanding, one question, one answer at a time. And just like that, dear friends, we find ourselves at the threshold of the end of our enlightening rendezvous today. Before we part, let's take a fleeting moment to revisit the pearls of wisdom we gathered today. We embarked on a journey that began with the essence of quantitative data analysis, navigating through the landscapes of robust tools and strategies, garnished with a sprinkle of hands-on tips to make your data dance to your tunes. Remember, this journey of creating your dissertation is not just an academic endeavor, but a voyage of personal growth and discovery. You have the power and the resources to craft a narrative that is both profound and impactful. So keep those spirits soaring high, and remember, every step you take is a dance of progress, a waltz with wisdom. As we bid adieu, I'd like to shower you with a heartfelt thank you for being such wonderful companions on this journey of knowledge. Your enthusiasm and curiosity are the winds that fuel this ship of learning. And fret not, this is not a goodbye, but a brief interlude, for we shall meet again in the next episode, where we will venture further into the intriguing realms of academic research, unfolding layers of knowledge and insights, one page at a time. I eagerly await to hear your thoughts, your suggestions, and your experiences. So, do reach out, and let's keep this conversation buzzing with vigor and vitality. Before you dive back into your research endeavors, I have a special resource to propel you further on this journey. Dr. Anthony Robinson, a maestro who orchestrated not one, but two dissertations in a span of 6 months, has crafted a playbook just for you. How to get your dissertation approved in 6 months or less is available for you to download at writerser.com/playbook. Trust me, it's a treasure trove of insights that you wouldn't want to miss. Till we meet again, happy researching, and here's to weaving dreams with threads of knowledge and insights.